Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Miles Monroe, tragic, tragic, sudden ending to his life, his family, his wife and him. But this man didn't leave, he left everything on the court.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He left everything on the court. And when I first saw his son, you know, I was just so moved because there was a conference going on, a leadership conference in Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking, like, you're going to put me on the stage now? That's what I think. Like, I'll talk to you in a week or
right.
something.
Right.
You know, you just want the machine to move is what you would think,
right.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear the words, I'm Miles prepared his son. Mm-hmm. He prepared his family. And so I was wondering, because they said, you know, as we stood with your father, we'll stand with you. I'm like, don't you want to first fight? But then... You know, Miles being your dad, you don't have a choice. You
know? No.
But then you hear Miles, and he prophesied about leadership, because Chuck Pierce, we talked about that before, you know, the reason why the leadership's so screwed up in the world right now is because the leadership in the church, the old, they won't let go and let God's form of government and leadership come. Everybody's just hanging on to it. You know, and we felt awkward saying that. But the thing is like, look how screwed up it yeah. is in the world. And it's like, ever how goes the church, so goes. It's like, oh, if the church follows Jesus, right. then things straighten up. Isn't that weird?
Imagine how that works. Right.
If my people wow. who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways,
imagine
then
that.
I, God, will hear from heaven. And guess what? Your government will work. Your leadership will work. And so, but then Miles talks about this. He's prophesying about this, and this makes total sense. I actually have a baton that Steve gave me in my office just talking about that, about passing on the batons. Matter of fact, take a look. This is Miles Monroe before his passing.
Politically speaking, I think that we are in a leadership dilemma. We are at the point in history where transition is taking place. No one is deciding that. Life is deciding that. Most of the older leaders who were part of our historical journey fading into the sunset. The realities are effective leaders always prepare their replacements. They mentor and they create succession.
Monroe said he had a dream once about the funeral of a celebrated track and field athlete. In the dream, he said the athlete was lying in his coffin in his running uniform, clutching a baton. As mourners filed past, Monroe said he realized what the dream was about when he woke up.
It was about people dying with the baton. You know, instead of passing it on, and I was thinking, the young person who's supposed to lead next have to go to that casket, pry the baton out of the dead man's hand just to take it to the next leg. This may be what we're struggling with here. People would rather die with the position than pass it on. And so we find the young people having to fight to get it. Great leaders pass it on before they die, and they live to see the other runner run. Hopefully we'll get there in the Bahamas.
This is so important wow. because we found out with the Malachi mandate for 10 years prophesying the hearts of the fathers to turn to the sons and the sons of the fathers, it takes two hearts to turn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like you just show up and get something. But if you stay with the father, if you stay close to Elijah, if you stay close and you're there, there's a great opportunity where God is going to pass a mantle down. Instead of having to start over again, you know, from point zero again, mm-hmm. because so many people won't let go. But there's also so many people who won't go. I mean, you can pass batons all day long. And people's like, what do you do with this? He's like, run, you know, go plant a church. Oh, I got my job, you know. And so you have two things going on right here. And I see it because right now there's so many people that has this paradigm that Miles was talking about that nothing's expected from you.
Mm.
You know, like so many people we've said, we can't talk about details for how much time. Mm-hmm. But God expects something from you. But you have to rise up and you have to take the place of leadership, because that leader is responsible for who they do pass that baton to. And God's about to pass the batons. I mean, we're looking at, you know, thousands, a whole new wave of church plants that are going to be coming across the nation, across the world. And it's going to be obviously thousands of pastors in these churches. But these are pastors that God's raising up that's saying, you know, I know why you got me here, like David said, to look after your people, that there's value in being the family of God. There's value in being there in their everyday life. I'm excited about that. More about that you can find at the VFN Dream Center at vfnfamily.org. But I know, be encouraged. Begin to talk to your leader and to say, listen, what do I need to know to be here for the day that you want to pass the baton? Because I know you don't want me to pry it out of your hands. You know, besides, I wouldn't know what to do with it. And secondly, you're going to face God and say you did not reproduce yourself. You didn't go beyond yourself, and everything stopped when you left. If we build it around Jesus Christ, it's supposed to go on. If we build it around ourselves, it stops when we stop. Mm-hmm. Dear Lord, help us to build on the foundation, on the rock, on Jesus Christ. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.